It's been nearly 2 months since strict social distancing went into effect. So, how's it going? The answer for many is that it can be really hard, and sometimes you just need to say so. WBUR's Chloe Axelson has this commentary.
We're about 7 weeks in, and the quarantine life is finally wearing me down. I'm trying to be patient and grateful for my many blessings, but lately it feels like I don't have much grace left to give. Last week, official word came that schools are closed until the end of the year. That means I have 2 more months of online learning to look forward to with my 3 kids. I was expecting this, but still. Adding insult to injury, my dishwasher broke. Friends who early on were setting up Zoom cocktails and posting color-coded kids' schedules are slowing down. I'm tiring of endless text chains. Even the self-identified introverts are losing it. All the experts say, stay in the moment, embrace the uncertainty, be gentle with yourself and the ones you love. And I agree, it's just hard to do when you've got anxiety-induced vertigo and there's piles of laundry everywhere and your 2-year-old won't stop yelling about having the yellow bowl and the yellow spoon. I seem to be constantly toggling between hope and hopelessness. I also feel guilty for feeling any whiff of overwhelm. I'm not a first responder. My family and friends are safe. Sure, I'm stuck at home, but so is everybody else. The hardest part of all this, though, is the sense that there's no national plan. The cavalry is not coming. More than 55,000 Americans have died. Tens of millions are unemployed. Lots of states are planning to reopen, even though public health experts warn of ghastly outcomes. So much human suffering here and abroad has yet to even begin. And honestly, I don't know what to do about any of it. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. It's hard to be positive and grateful all the time. Sometimes you just need to say, this is awful, before it's possible to gather yourself up and march on. Because really, what's the alternative? Maybe we all need to fall apart before we can be put back together. I'm just going to do what I can, which is keep staying home, keep working hard, keep my kids happy, keep blowing off steam when it all feels like it's too much, and keep hoping that next week will be better.